It's me, Wilma. Someone get me a rubber ring.
Look, just stand in the chairs and shut that door. There's a breeze getting right up my kilt. I'm the apology officer and I am so, so sorry. I'm not sure for what yet, but there's bound to be something.
I was wondering what that whistling was. It's okay, I brought my little boat and I'm quite happy paddling around here near the decks. Just trying to work out how to fit the big gun to the bow.
Can I use my pan as a paddle, or do you think it'll rust? Oh, heck, my script's all wet. The ink's running.
I wouldn't worry. I'm not sure it'll make much difference to understanding what 21's written this week. There's words, in no particular order, and some very long sentences. A bit like these ones.
Hutton's bottom goes soggy.
Dire warnings of ghouls and ghosts and things that go bump in the night.
Coming to Hutton, bring your water wings and plenty of room for mugs and gin.
Now is the winters of our hearty content. Bye-bye, Hutton.
We take a glance at Hutton Systems just in case anything has caught fire this week to add to the drama.
Hutton is getting back to normal. Why do we not have? Okay, let's try that again, shall we? Seamless.
Seamless.
Yeah, seamless. Do we have background music? Yes, we do. Hutton is getting back to normal this afternoon after a series of minor disasters caused evacuation of parts of the station. The Hutton Gin Distillery Wing appears to have been the epicenter of the problems, with the extractor fans that keep the fumes from building up to dangerous levels switching from slight drought to blustery day, setting all on their own. With the typical Hutton lackadaisical attitude to safety, a number of the internal doors have been left wedged open, and the resulting internal hurricane thundered through the corridors. The French sector of the station sustained some significant damage after the croissant stand fell over. The even more South British section moved to a good few feet towards the French section. The South British section of the station suffered a calamity of knocked over wheelie bins and mysteriously a zero-g trampoline bouncing its way down the corridor. Unfortunately, the trampoline hit the fire suppressant nozzle in the ceiling of the recreation area, snapping it off, and the resulting deluge put a number of the station's robo-cleaners at risk. Whilst they're used to being grubby boots and odd spilled drinks to clean up, being wheels deep isn't good for the little tykes, and passing truckers were fast to pick them up and stick them on top of nearby filing cabinets, beeping plaintively until the tide subsides. The Zumbas, that is, not the truckers. Luckily, the station's main control rooms are on the upper levels, as is the radio station, but being a little orbital without gravity, the water bobbed its way in every direction, with odd unsuspecting visiting trucker turning a corner only to find themselves encased in a big floating bubble of water and drifting down the corridor. Whilst one would think that surface tension on these things would be easy to overcome, the layer of grime the watery bubbles had picked up on their travels throughout the station caused a problematic, albeit incredibly pretty, oily layer on the surface, which was near impenetrable to struggling pilots. Luckily, floor mopping guy, equipped with his little portable wet and dry vacuum, managed to suck his way through the corridors, freeing everyone he came across and a number of Hutton mugs that had been swept up in the zero-g tsunami. He also managed to find the stopcock, and luckily, the blast from his fans in the gin distillery drove all the water to the edges of the orbital, whereby some judicious use of station airlocks cleared the problem in double-quick time. This is a warning to any passing ships that on approach to Hutton Orbital, there may be a number of space bergs, and all pilots should moderate their speed and keep their shields to maximum for fear of doing a Titanic and taking advantage of rebuy reclamation services.
short message for any commanders taking part in spooky activities over the Halloween season. Please ensure that you only carve unattended pumpkins and not those on top of people's shoulders. We've received a number of reports of a number of incidents where carving attempts have been made on imitation pumpkins being used by pilots as hats, and attempting to stick your pointy thing into someone's face does not go down well. There have also been reports of wild overreactions to certain suit liveries and sartorial choices, causing more than a little unrest in parts of the station. We'd advise pilots not to wear their favourite horror movie homage suit and killer mask combo when picking up Little Timmy from the day nursery. Miss Jones had to go for a lie down after coming face to face with a number of terrifying horrors at going home time. Whilst this is normal, having met a number of the Hutton Orbital parents, a frightening bunch, these particular costumes caused her to pull out her personal protection equipment and pepper spray a number of school run dads with Ucheng Chili's pepper spray. We do acknowledge that pulling a fire extinguisher off the wall and battering one particular clown over the head and a number of xenomorphs into insensibility may have been a bit of an overreaction on her part, but she's hired to look after the kids and she's got ninja skills. For those concerned about radioactivity from Commander sporting the someone sprayed something that glows out in the dark all over the front of my flight suit look, we have been out with the Geiger counter and are happy to report that as of yet, no one is going to be going to the infirmary for a dose of radiation meds and risking long-term infertility. No worse from holding your Hutton mugs between your legs when jumping off into frameshift 5. Of course, we do not recommend doing this as your drink will heat up rapidly, as with a mug, and you do not want to go to Nurse Wyeth with those kind of embarrassing burns.
Week 66 of Too Hot, Too Messy saw commands past the 104,000 mark. Numbers are still good of late, with the 4-week average now over 1,400 deliveries a week, bringing the end date forward considerably. Well into 33-13 at any rate. We have an expansion pending, and with no adverse dates in Alpha Centauri, we should see Bumper Centauri Megagen production when it goes active early next week. Remember, this is about... delivering mugs and gin, and despite not getting much of a mention, it really revolves around gin production. If you're only delivering mugs, someone is going to go back over the same ground and deliver the gin, making twice the work. Light traffic at the orbital this week, if it carries on like this, they're going to turn pad 2 into a brain tree orchard, because no one can spell arboretum. Or even pronounce this. Approaches are clear and you should get landing permission on your first attempt. Hutton run times are Norbert Paternode 1 minute 37 short of the record, a fine effort. Stave King 3 hours 32 minutes and 49 seconds off the pace. They may have had a large lunch about halfway and had to go for a lie down. But then Steve had a better run yesterday, getting to Hutton in 1 hour 31 minutes and 43 seconds. That's a bit more respectable, at 9 minutes 21 off the record. Okay, it's not that respectable.
With rumours circulating that the recent attacks caused by subliminal messaging back in the bubble are now coming to an end, and Galnet reporting that the cause has been found, we'd like to reassure pilots that all messages being sent from the Hutton Orbital, including this broadcast, have been passed through many, many layers of security and filters. Anything harmful has been removed from the messages. We did discover a number of advertising slogans hidden in station announcements from outlets, including Karsuki Locusts. It was the word yum on repeat on the loop for 30 seconds. We're okay with these tasty morsels being on the banners in the concourse, but we feel that everyone having sudden cravings for the leggy treats, right in the middle of listening to an important announcement about Cubicle 3, is taking it a bit far. Rumours that these tactics were used by federal presidential candidates in the recent elections are, as of now, unfounded. Though Calico Zack was accused of hacking into Hudson's broadcasts and adding in the words jackbooted oaf subtly behind the images of his opponent. He of course denies this and suggests that anyone seeing such things is just a victim of their own subconscious. Whilst we've been vociferously supportive of the ABH campaign, that's anyone but Hudson, we have accidentally failed to congratulate incoming President Felicia Winters, formerly of the Sirius Corporation, for her success. By keeping out of the news in the pre-election season, not taking part in debates, mudslinging, baby-kissing, pamphleteering, or in fact any activity to promote her candidacy, she seems to have secured one of the most important jobs in the galaxy. As a Liberal candidate, and with her background with our near neighbours from Sirius, we thoroughly approve of President Winters. And Alvin has sent her a special box of his favourite doggy treats by way of congratulation. There's no word yet from Hudson regarding his loss in the polls, although we did see an order come through Foot and Space for a shipment of a new dummy. Presumably he spat the original one out. So, is he going to retire from politics? Will he hang up his ballot stuffing machine and quietly fade into the background? Will he hand everything over nicely without, A, taking it to his private residence in Mar El Blargo and hiding it in the family bathroom, B, flushing it down the bog, or C, threatening to give away state secrets to people if he doesn't keep his monogrammed presidential Egyptian cotton bathrobe and slippers combo? Anyway, congrats Felicia, and we look forward to a new age of cordial Hutton Federation relations, and extend the offer to come to the orbital for belly rubs. For Alvin, that is.
Things are bright and rosy in Hutton Space this week, particularly around the orbital, but that's mostly due to Proxima. Five systems are on Alvin's report, with two particularly low. More on those stories coming up. Ross671 maintained its grip on both mediocrity and the wooden spoon, not moving at all and finishing the week still on 25. We're not out of danger, with the second place faction still just under 5 points behind. A third of influence is locked up in a civil war, which still has a few days to run, but we'll need to put some clear daylight between us and the second place faction. The infrastructure failure in 36 off Yuki was cleared efficiently, but we barely moved from 28 points. Last week's challengers, the Sol Workers Party, have receded to third, but they were merely replaced by the next pretenders, 36 off Yuki Future, in second, and only 2 points behind. Influence in the system is all on the table, so fill your boots and boost us back up out of the squabbling zone. Joining Barnard's star in the discomfort zone is Hill Parsai, both on 33. Barnard's star has all the usual calamities going on in the other faction states, and an election is tying up a third of the system. Hill Parsai has a double election amongst four of the challenger factions, so the system is also locked tight until well into next week. Lastly, Stein 2051 gained a point in the week, rising to a heady 38. We expanded into LHS 3531, some time ago, and I have the pleasure to announce that we are in retreat, which means we'll probably expand back into it in the not-too-distant future. At the overachieving end of the Hutton Systems table, we have just four systems above 60%, one of which is on 79. Really, folks? And we'll expand into and add another dump to our portfolio of backwater soon. Priorities this week are, if you want to chuck something, boost 36 off of Yuki. You know that you love a long supercruise.